Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, good morning to all the best people I know, and you are already beautiful and sharing your shine with us, but our guest today is going to help you even have more star power. We have the one and only beautiful actress, well-known and well-loved, beautiful on the inside and out, Sandra Dee Robinson, with us today, and she's going to help us have charisma on camera. So we'll take your calls and questions. I opened up the chat room, so be sure to join us there. I just want to say a couple things before we bring her on. Is first of all, thank you, BTR. Amy, you are rocking awesome. She made the show a staff pick of the day. There's only a handful out of like 65,000 a day shows that get this great honor, and obviously Sandra Dee Robinson is so totally fitting the bill for this, so we want to thank BTR for that. Also, Blog Talk Radio, they have a new look. It's very, very razzle-dazzle. So if you don't already have a BTR page, it's free. Please do that. And then, of course, go over to the Best People We Know show and follow us, and then you'll get updates, and you'll be able to get all of our great content, which you can also download almost 300 shows, awesome content on iTunes. And many of you tell me that that's what you do. You just download it to your mobile device. And when you have dead time in traffic, you listen to it, recycle the happiness, and that is so awesome. Last but not least, the Shorty Awards. Oh, my gosh. Thank you guys out there. You are the best of the best people I know. We've had hundreds of you out there voting. We're in fourth place right now in the Shorty Awards for Best Podcaster, fourth place. And we are only like a handful of votes away from third. So if you can, if the show is helping you in any way, please support our positive podcast. Go to the Shorty Awards and put in at Green Sky Deb, which is my Twitter handle, for podcaster with a reason, because we have Sandra Dee Robinson today would be what I would enter. So there you go. All right. Well, a lot of you know Sandra Dee Robinson. Most of us have seen her personal charisma. She's a well-known actress. She's popular, very popular, in soap opera series such as Days of Our Lives, Another World, General Hospital. And, of course, we see her frequently in many hit television series such as Criminal Minds, CSI Miami, Two and a Half Men, et cetera, movies, and it just goes on. You have to go to her website to read all about her. We'd never get to the show if we shared all of her accolades. So today, what are we going to do? Well, she's going to help us. She's going to teach us secrets, the insider scoop, to project your own personal charisma on camera to promote your product or business. Sandra will show us some tips and divulge some of her secrets to help us feel like rock stars in front of the camera and share with us 5 key elements to getting booked in the media as an authority and expert guest. Marketing with video, webinars, and television is so very essential to our businesses today. From entrepreneurial startup corporations to visual media in major companies, it's becoming the cornerstone of many marketing campaigns, and it's not going away anytime soon. By getting in front of the camera, what are you able to do? Well, Sandra tells us that you can create relationships with more people faster than ever before. But, and here's the but, and I'm going to tell you, I am in this category, everybody. Not everyone is naturally confident in the spotlight. I'm not a big video person, so I'm excited to learn today's show as well. Well, Sandra is CEO of her own company. She's an entrepreneur. Charisma on Camera, and she does media training. And she helps experts and visionaries prepare for video and major media opportunities through her programs, workshops, live events, and private coaching. And she's got an event coming up at the end of the month, and we're going to give you a special best People We Know family discount, because everybody in a family deserves a family discount. So we're very excited that she's done that for us as well. So you want to go to Charisma, C-H-A-R-I-S-M-A, on, O-N, camera, C-A-M-E-R-A.com to learn more. It is such an honor and privilege to have you, Sandra, with us, sharing your shine from Los Angeles. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, it's funny that you were laughing, saying, I fall into this category where I'm not naturally confident. Here's the funny thing. Most people, like 99% of people, are not confident in front of a camera in the beginning because it's foreign for all of us. So I was one of the worst cases ever, but which is ironic that I ended up doing what I'm doing today. So don't feel bad, and don't anybody out there feel bad if the idea of getting in front of a video camera or television camera makes you go, oh, my gosh, no way, because that's totally normal.
I can't believe
it's necessary.
You know, I think all of us listening right now are going, oh, my gosh, Sandra D. Robinson, she's an actress for so long. How could she ever feel at all, you know, anything but perfect in front of the camera? So I appreciate your compassion and empathy, but you are the perfect person to teach, you know, us, because you have to be comfortable in front of the camera. And your sympathetic, you know, for us timid folks is awesome. Speak a little bit more to that.
I actually was one of those. I probably, to be quite honest, in all of the folks that I've had in my workshops, I may have had maybe one or two people that were as terrified and terror-stricken as me. And the reason, and this is pretty common, actually, I think for actresses, I had very low self-esteem, like next to none. And so I found that strength and that persona of being confident in my characters. So I actually was hiding behind my characters. Even as a little kid, I did puppet shows, and that was how I acted out. But I couldn't really even look at people in the eye. And the idea, this is funny.
Wow.
I tell people, like, you don't understand how bad I was. I was raised Roman Catholic, where you have to walk down in front of everybody to get the, you know, to take communion, right?
You're
and
talking
a kid,
to a fellow Roman Catholic, okay?
Okay,
oh, I know.
Okay, so when you're terrified of, like, people and you're really shy, I used to start to panic, like, the day before, because I knew I had to walk in front of everybody at church. That's how bad I was.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. I tell you what, I love your humility and sense of humor. I'm telling you, no wonder you're so successful. You just have that great aura about you.
I know what it's like. You know, I know what it's like for people. It took me a long time, to be quite honest. I mean, I faked my confidence all the way up to getting my first, you know, job in major television, national television. And then, you know, I continued in television by luck, tenacity, hiding very well behind those characters. But the reality is I was getting offers because I had a fan following. And that's what I tell my clients is, like, if you have a business, you want fans. Fans are the ones that kept me, you know, busy for so many years in an industry where most people are not. And fans are going to be spreading the word about your business, your products, your services. You want fans. And so I had this group of fans, and when people see you have fans, they want you involved in their groups and promoting their products. And I was put in front of the camera and asked to sell things, and I couldn't sell a thing.
I couldn't
sell a thing. They even hired me because of my role on television, expecting me, this is even worse, expecting me to be good because I was an actor. And I would stand there with my knees knocking and just mess up and not be able to even get through the teleprompter. It was horrible. It took me 7 years. And I had 13 different coaches till I finally had a breakthrough one day. The reason that I teach this is I realized I learned as soon as I flipped everything around. People learn, stand this way, speak this way, do this. And all of that is really good presentation skills, but ultimately you have to find who you are first and have fun. And then we enjoy watching you. We're much more relaxed when we watch that. People are much more relaxed even when we watch the news than they ever were. So it's really just getting used to being in front of the camera, being yourself, having fun, getting a little silly, and then building the skills on top of it, which is the opposite of what most people do. So I really work with people's confidence when I'm working with them privately before we even get into presentation skills. It would have taken me much less time to be able to do it with, you know, and feel and have fun. You can actually have fun doing this.
Oh, my goodness. You are definitely VIP for the Best People We Know Club, okay? I'm telling you. I feel so much hope when I listen to you. I'm like, you know, I see all these people, all these friends, you know, our mutual friend, and we'll give a shout-out to Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, which is actually how I met you from the Motivation Marathon. I got to tell you, she does videos, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. And she doesn't, I mean, she loves doing them. And there's a lot of people, Melissa Galt, another mm-hmm. friend of ours in social media. She's big in social media. She has no problem with videos. I mean, her mother was Nefertiti's, wasn't that the with Charlton Heston, the Ten Commandments and all
oh.
that. Oh my! So she comes from that movie.
I didn't know that.
Isn't that amazing?
I had no idea.
Anne Bancroft. Yeah, just unbelievable. I'm telling you, some people just have that gene. But listen, the good news is, everybody, Sandra's going to help us, and I'm the first one in line. But let's get to this question, because I think this is a real important one. Why is it, for those of us who are not embracing it, I have another friend, Deborah Oakland. She's living in Courage. Her and I go back and forth commiserating. Deb, we got to get these videos going. We got to get over ourselves. We got to start entering the 21st century with our businesses. So tell people why you feel that these visual mediums, videos, TV, getting mm-hmm. in front of the camera, why is it so important for our business? You have some interesting statistics and things to share with us.
Well, I do, and now I'm going statistics. What did I tell you?
beautiful.
But no, the reality is that, yes, there is a push and a pull that people are feeling. And the pull is, hey, I see videos working for everybody else, but I'm not comfortable. I don't really want to do it. Do I have to? And the reality is that, you know, by 2014, and this was last year's statistics, so I imagine the way I'm looking at it, it's happened even faster. But they have said, a lot of people, a lot of different surveys have been taken, and they've said that, you know, the estimate is if you're not using video on your website by the end of 2014, you may actually lose your business. Not just you're not going to be keeping up with the Joneses, it's you're not going to be even in the ballpark of consideration. When people are so used to clicking on a website, no matter if it's a, you know, it doesn't have to be, it, you know, what we think of as having to have video. It doesn't have to be something that has a visual component. If you're a printer, have a video. If you're a mom and pop business, clothing. If the point is, people click onto a website, and we want to be fed with that moving picture. And people go, well, can I just? I mean, think about it. You do, right? If you click on someone's website and there's a video, do you read much? You click on the video, right?
Mm.
And it's going to help you as far as search engine rankings. If you don't have video, you're going to be really hard to find because everybody else has it. So it's not really a matter of should we, it's why haven't we yet, and how do we move forward quickly and incorporate it.
Okay.
I have people say to me, you know, and they say, can we just do a slide point presentation? You know, one of those, like, that's better than nothing. But the reality is, if you're a business owner, we want to know what makes you different. And there are ways that you can put yourself in front of the camera that are less intimidating than looking into it and trying to be a host. You know, I'll help people do that because I think it's really powerful. But there are ways that you can actually be interviewed. And people need some help even with that too, getting comfortable. But there are ways that you can utilize it, and there's ways you can use it multiple times. You can shoot one video and use it in multiple places. So it's a powerful tool.
Yeah, so I think that you've convinced us. We just, I mean, that is so unbelievable. By 2014, did you hear that, everybody, what Sandra just said? By 2014, if we don't have these videos out there, you know, we could really be, you know, losing business, because it's become a basic. It's like when we started out on the Internet, it was like, oh, my gosh, I've got an email. I'm on AOL. I'm doing dial-up. And I was all excited. I would wait for a week to get an email from someone. Now I'm like, oh, my gosh, I've only got like 300 emails today. You know, but what you're saying is it's got to be a regular part of our business diet now, the video. So share with people, Sandra, the big – let's talk about the mistakes, okay, and then mm-hmm. we can get into your five tips. And I just want to pause for a moment, everybody, because if you're just joining us, we are with the beautiful Sandra D. Robinson. But if you are interested, Sandra is giving the Best People We Know family discount. It's normally $197. She has a great LA live event, February 28th and March mm-hmm. 2nd. And you can enter coupon code MAKEMEAVIP at the checkout. And instead of paying $197, you get $97. And what what that will get you is an access pass to all the speakers, the special parties, the lunches with the experts. I wish I was going, but I'm in the midst of selling my house right now, and I'm so stressed out. Get everything together. But it's going to be awesome, you guys. And Sandra's just doing this super awesome, pretty much half-price discount for everybody that's listening. So you can take advantage of that. Okay, so let's get back to mistakes that people make in front of the camera.
Well, first off, there's a misconception. And since we were sort of on this, I wanted to let you know, too. The misconception is that it's going to have to take a lot of time, that it's going to be expensive, that it's, you know, that it's just going to be a hassle. There are many ways, and we talk about this actually since you mentioned it at the live event. I actually cover a lot of this. We can't cover everything here today because we're really just, you know, chatting here, having coffee, and talking fast. But to be quite honest, there are ways that you can incorporate video. It does not have to be expensive. It can be easy. There are ways you can have it already set up or know where you're going to be shooting and how you're going to be lit. And once you, you know, get that rolling, it's kind of like I used to draw when I was growing up. When I moved out of my parents' house, right, my dad had a little area set up for me that was like a little mini art studio. And when I moved out of my parents' house, I quit doing it because it wasn't there. And it became a hassle. So there's ways that you can actually make it really simple. And I, you know, when I'm working with somebody privately, I work with them on what makes them comfortable, and we incorporate that. You have to make it comfortable for you. It has to be part of your regular routine, like a workout, right?
Yeah.
The biggest mistakes that a lot of people make are that, first of all, that they put it off. Second, that they
put it off. I'm already on number one.
There you go. Yeah.
I'm already like, yep, that would be me. Procrastination. Don't want to do the videos.
That they let that camera actually take the power away from them. The camera itself has no power whatsoever. It has none, but it is a powerful tool in that your energy will be able to go straight through it to the people you most need to connect to. But when, like I did this, I used to stand up there, look at that camera. When the red light came on, all of the blood would leave my body. And, you know, there would be nothing. I had nothing with me left in there.
Oh, my goodness. I'm feeling comfort when you tell me things like that. Okay, if you were feeling a little wheezy when you were looking at the red light, I mean, I'm like, yeah. I look at that thing on my computer with the video, and I'm like, oh, no.
Here we go, ready, Ann. And some people get all worried. They're like, it's going to be a digital footprint out there forever. It's my reputation. Yes, I'm not going to say it's not, but relax, because do you know how many billions of videos are watched every single week? You know, there is an astronomical amount of information out there, and do not be intimidated by doing videos. I've done movies that I wish people couldn't see, and they're still popping up. So, I mean, it's just part of it. Do not let that intimidate you. As long as you stand, you know, in your strength, keep it short and simple. Keep things in what you can handle. Do not get up there at first and try overshooting it. Do not read from a teleprompter is another mistake, unless you have practiced it. Reading, we've all seen people that are obviously reading a teleprompter, and that, and you lose credibility. You're much better off giving yourself some bullet points, not memorizing. That's a mistake. That's another mistake that people make. But give yourself bullet points when you want to cover a subject, when you get in front of a video, and no more than three, because we can't handle more than that anyway.
No more than three.
Give yourself no more than three. You know, give yourself some bullet points, or like today, I'm going to give you five key elements, but I'm really just going to talk, you know, in the time we have, about one and get more in depth on that, you know. And then the next time, see how you can actually create, if you have five bullet points and you want to do a video blog, you put 5 points about your business or your service, and you, you know, talk about each one, you now have five blogs.
Now, I love how you do keep it simple for those of us who don't, like, live in this world that you live in Hollywood and camera and all this stuff. You have something called KNOWN. It's an acronym, and I love that you have that. So simple for us. Do you want to share with listeners what that
is
all about?
Yeah. Now, this is in reference to, you know, I really like to help people build a visual brand that sells. And that's why we mentioned my live event. It's literally called Selling on Camera, because remember I said that I was pulled in because I had a fan following as an actress and I couldn't sell anything. They would put me in front of a camera to sell skincare and I wouldn't sell a thing. So I know what it's like to be in front of the camera and not sell, and I know what it's like to be in front of the camera and actually have fun and see the numbers start going and see things, people reacting and moving people to action, whether it's a charity or, you know, buying or you know, click here or whatever it is. You want to be able to move people to action. And a big part of that is getting known. You know, it's putting your videos out there. And I know that there are some people that are going, oh, I'd never want to do media. Well, what we're doing right now is media. You know, so when I say getting yourself booked in the media as an expert guest, that includes getting published in an interview, doing radio like we're doing, and getting in front of a camera, whether it's an online interview show. You know, some of these shows, the radio shows, are now being broadcast with video. So now radio is becoming video too. So, yeah, she's like, Jeff's going, oh, my gosh, do I have to do that next?
I know. I'm sitting here, and I'm like, okay. Like, well, you know, right now, you know, you can just have your hair up in the big ponytail, and nobody could see what, you know. It's just the radio is so wonderful without having all that camera stuff. And now you're just, like, raining on my parade, Sandra. Oh, my goodness.
I know. But
this is good. This is good.
Yeah, but really getting into the media doesn't have to be that difficult, but there are incredible advantages on it. And this is why I spend a lot of time on this. When I do my live event, I talk about the importance of it and how it doesn't have to be so intimidating. But if you understand it and you strategically move forward with it, it can actually really help you get recognized quickly. You can reach the masses. You get great recognition. And that's what I say, you get known. K-N-O-W-N. And there's five elements that I really developed to talk about. One of them is if you want to get booked and you want to get on a show, there's ways that you can pitch. You want to be what I call the K for in known, stands for kink. Be a kink
say
in the host.
Say that again. I didn't say that again.
Be a kink. A kink in the host. So we're looking at K-N-O-W-N to get known.
Okay.
The first letter is K, which is be a kink in the host. And what do I mean by that? I mean, you know, I have a porch, like a wraparound porch on my home, and there's plants out there. Well, I have to take my hose out, and I have to walk the porch and water them, right? Mm-hmm. And how often do you do that when all of a sudden there's like a random kink that shows up in your hose? What has now become like routine, I have to stop, turn around, and see what's going on. So
yep.
When you think about the number of stories and pitches and things that come across some of these people's desks, it's like a fire hose. Every single day they're getting people saying, let me show you how you can lose weight. Let me show you how you can meet your match for Valentine's Day. Let me show you how, if you put in something that's unusual, like instead of let me show you how you can lose weight for summer, if you say, you know, the headline might be, eat your fat and get lean. What is that? That's a kink in the hose. It causes somebody to stop and go back and go, what does that mean? And she's talking about maybe, you know, if you're an expert in health, it would be eating the essential fats and eating the good fats and watch how that will actually help you to lose weight. That's what I mean by be a kink in the hose. Have something that looks different when you propose it to them so that they go, oh, cool. N in known, K-N-O-W-N, never give up. Something to be said for tenacity. You know, there's a famous boxer that said it's really hard to win against an opponent that doesn't stay knocked out. So you want to be the girl that doesn't get knocked out, you know? Mm. You want to just keep going back and understand they are super busy. If you pitch a story to somebody or give a suggestion for an article and you don't hear back, it's just because they're so busy, they're not even going to be able to call up and go, hey, thank you so much, maybe next time. They don't have the time for that courtesy. So don't take it personally. Just step out there because it's like anything. You may be building towards something. They may be having you on their radar, and you don't even realize it. So if you all of a sudden like, hey, that girl that used to call in that was a motivational speaker, what happened to her? We wanted to use her for this. What happened to her?
Oh, my goodness, yes. You know, that is so, and that's such a great lesson in life, too. And I think that you just said something so profound. We tend to take it so personally. That's like the four agreements. You know, don't take things personally.
Yes.
And that's such a perfect application. And I love your example, the motivational speaker. We wanted her, you know. We wanted her, but
what
we can't find her. So you actually are changing. It's like we're doing a service. We're being a consultant. We're providing something that
mm-hmm.
somebody needs, and we're going to package it in the most clear, concise, fun, you know, accurate, three bullet point way. And so everybody's going to have a win. But if we give up, you know, then obviously,
we'll,
you know,
never
you can't,
know how close
you can't
we were.
Win if you don't play.
Exactly. And, you know, there's a story of one of the major bookers for, I want to say it's Oprah, but I could be wrong in that, but I just heard her interviewed, and she was saying that there was a person that was on her radar, and she got moved from one show to Oprah. And on the other show, this person had been on her radar. She moved to the new show, and all of a sudden, that person that had been on her radar was perfect, where they couldn't fit her in on the old show she was on, but on the new one, Oprah, But it was a year and a half. It was a year and a half before this woman actually was able to call her and book her on a show. So that's what I say, don't give up. You never know how close you are. And that's, like you said, it's like that with everything, right?
Yeah.
The O in K-N-O-W-N, getting known as an expert guest, is be outstanding in your field. So when I talk about this, I mean, you may give them something that I said, like the K, be a kink in the hose. You may give them something as a pitch that they're like, hey, that's really cool. She seems great. Let's look her up. What do you think they're going to do? They're going to Google you. So what you need, and I just recently was talking to a publisher of a Los Angeles Hollywood-type magazine, Hollywood Weekly, and he said to me, and I said, can I quote you? And I can come close to quoting, but he said something about, he goes, you know, I get calls all the time for people wanting us to feature them or put them on the cover. He goes, I look them up, and there's no celebrity there. Now, he's a Hollywood magazine, so I said, they have to be celebrities. He goes, no. You put people in that are business people all the time. He says, but they have to have some sort of circle. They have to have some sort of celebrity in their field. If they don't have any videos and I can't see what they're all about and they have no sensation about them online, I'm not going to put them in my magazine.
Very, very, very powerful point. Wow.
Yeah. So you have to build your own celebrity. And, you know, and even before you get media, there's ways you can do that. Put those videos out there. You know, get interviews. Interview experts in your field. That will raise your awareness. You know, walk up to somebody and have photographs taken at every speaker. You'd be surprised at how they look at the numbers. Literally, a couple of years ago, somebody said, how big is your list? You know, we have this outreach whenever we have a business. Like, how many people can you reach? And it wasn't very big. And I said, but I have 6,000 people on Twitter. And they went, okay, we'll work with you.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, so your power on social networks is also very, very, very strong too for creating that feeling of looking, you know, that celebrity, that looking like you're outstanding in your field. They want to have somebody that's out there. If you have a book, even better. Make sure that that's seen. Like, Deb, you have a book. That's a great way to be able to get in and say, hey, author of, and get you out there, especially if it's award-winning like yours.
Oh, my goodness. Did I tell you I loved you today, Sandra? Because, wow, that was very... I'm glad
it's
I have
true.
This recorded so I can recycle all this happiness that you're spreading.
But it's true. It doesn't have to be, the next Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, but if it's a quality little book, if it's great and it's doing well, that's such a great thing to be able to be outstanding and give that celebrity feel to your brand. And we're all about building a visual brand. That's what we're talking about here. So the W in K-N-O-W-N, getting known as an expert guest in the media, is wow them when you get a chance. So when you do get in an interview, on camera, on the radio, on TV, show that, A, you've done your homework. You've watched the show, you've listened to the show, you've read the magazine, and you know how to sit in. Because believe me, when you think about it, think about the job that a producer has. They want to have somebody that fits in, that's like a no-brainer, that knows their stuff, that they don't have to worry about. Wouldn't that make their life easier? Because like I said, they're living a crazy, you know, fire hose kind of life, right? So if you can be that person, if they know they can call at the last minute and you show up and you fit in with the rhythm of the show, you know the hosts, you know some of the through lines of humor that go through the show, if there is that, you know the, I call it the cadence that they speak with, and if you can fit in and then give them statistics. They love statistics. I don't care what your expertise is. Give them some sort of statistic and really give that great information in a very effective way, and they will love you, and they will bring you back. If they make it easy for them, they will bring you back, because that's really, let's face it, we all want to have people that are going to be making our lives easier in our business, right?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. You know, that you just said, you say so many things that I just am like, wow, that is that, see, there's that wow factor. But seriously, people doing their homework and saying, I watched that show, or I read that magazine, or I noticed that you had an article or something on such and such, and I can do such and such. I mean, you know, there's nothing that's more impressive. It's the old St. Francis of Assisi, preach always and only when necessary use words. Our actions, right? I mean, but yep. Sandra, it's so true. And you say so many things about business, but this is the business of living, everybody. I could put this show in life instead of, business. But it really is beautiful what you're sharing, because you're saying, look, people want to know that you care enough about being featured to have done the homework, to have done the research, to say, you know, I listened to that or I saw that. And it's amazing how many people miss that step, isn't it?
It's huge. And I'm really surprised that some of the people, with how established they are in their business, that they totally overlook this. They totally overlook it, you know. And think about that. If you're going on a show, and like you had done a show not long ago, I think, with somebody that talked about gossip and media marketing. That's PR related. That's something that I could maybe, if the occasion, you know, piggyback on, well, you had so-and-so on just the other week, and bringing more attention back to, you know, to your show and how valuable it is just by the fact that I'm there talking about something that was pertinent last week, and look at how great your show is. Like, it's just something... just something like that, you know, where you can take that information that you've already shared that makes it look like you're just part of the family, you know, and you may be
part
and
of
that's
the family.
Just so
much. See, I'm feeling the love with you, Sandra. I'm just feeling the love. You're taking the fear out of doing this video stuff with all this love you're throwing. And I got to give a shout out because that was Shawn Duperron, who's a 6-time Emmy Award winner, and she's doing that PhD in media gossip and all good gossip and using all that. So thank you so much for that because she's awesome. Like, you have the best guest. I'm telling you, I always say, I hope everybody else enjoys the show as much as me because I love the show. I have to talk about loving and learning and having fun.
You've got some cool shows, I know. You have a really great, really great lineup here of guests. But
all because everybody else.
That sounds really
you're so cool. And it really, it's none of my own doing. It's all everybody else helping and contributing. And, you know, that kind of gets to that whole thing that you were talking about, building, you know, your support system and surrounding yourself with the people and being the person you want to meet.
Yeah.
You know, all those things make a difference. But I want to make sure that listeners understand the N, because I think I need that one
last.
Big time,
this is
Sandra.
Huge. And this is huge. And this is the reason N stands for K-N-O-W-N, is what we're going through again, getting known as a guest, as an expert guest in the media. So the N stands for having no doubt, and not just because it's one of my favorite bands from the 90s, but it's but really 90s, whatever.
I
but
love that. Hey, listen, I believe me, I love Gwenny too.
I love her. That's one of my favorites. But seriously, the no doubt means to be what I call owning your space. And this is whether you're in front of the camera or whether you're networking live or if you're up on in front of people doing a presentation. Having no doubt means find that part of yourself. Like I said, I kind of work backwards from a lot of folks where I don't work so much on the presentation itself as I do on appreciating your self-worth and the strength that you bring and the passion that you have for what you're doing. When you tap into that, that's the source of strengths that you come from. And then from there, we work on the nerves and we work on the, you know, the stuff that will sabotage you, the thoughts that cause you to do that whole thing. Like I said, the red light on the camera goes on and you forget everything you're going to say. That's what I used to do. So having no doubt is really building that confidence up from your foundation, from your core, from where you come from what your strengths are, and then coming forward with that and then putting the presentation talents on top of it. So that's what I mean by have no doubt. It's literally owning your space. It's the way that, you know, a powerful person walks in the room and you notice them instantly before they say anything.
And you know, and what you're teaching, what you're doing, I mean, it's so cyclical because it brings it back to the original point you made, because the more you're practicing doing this with somebody who knows like yourself in real life, the more confidence you're going to have, the more you're going to have that no doubt about, you know, owning your space. It's amazing how it just connects. I'm trying to connect the dots here. So I'm seeing it, the big picture. Everything helps the other point.
Yeah. And it's true. And there are people that say, and I've had a couple of years ago, I met a guy named Keith Ferrazzi. And, you know, he's a best-selling author, New York Times best-selling author, several times over, travels around the world, very, you know, successful in business, speaks to sometimes thousands of people at one time. And he said, I was totally happy to come and talk to you. I told him what I did, and he said, oh, I could totally use you. And we never did get the opportunity to work together. Our schedule didn't, but it clicked with me that he said, I just become a different person when I'm sitting in front of a camera talking to it. So it happens to him. So there are great speakers, and not just him, I've spoken to a few others as well, that are great at live audiences and totally confident. Maybe some people here are like, yeah, I'm confident when I'm talking to my clients. I'm confident when I'm talking to my small networking group. But something about the camera, all that is mindset. That's where I work with people. That's how I started my private coaching business. You know, that's the foundation of what my business is. But now it's expanded to helping people get their visual brand out there and get recognized and get known and do the videos and get into the media and do those things. But I also have to realize that as I'm building my business and I'm helping people build their visual brand, you don't do it by yourself. You need a team. And, you know, I've got folks that keep my mindset going straight. I've got folks that help me, you know, with my branding, with my style. When I first started, you know, my own business, I was still dressing like I thought I had to with my little suits, you know, with my matching suits and my cute little, you know, closed-toe pumps. And I was miserable. And I had a stylist say to me, she goes, why don't you, and she saw me out one night and I was wearing something that was sort of rock and rollish. And I literally say, I help people feel like a rock star in front of the camera. And she goes, that's what you should be wearing.
Wow.
Like my black suit and my leather and my, I'm like, really? And it just gave me so much freedom to understand, oh my gosh, I can create my visual brand, whatever it is that I want it to be. I don't have to fit in. I have a client that's a financial expert who dresses to the nines. She wears beautiful, fashionable clothing, Manala Blahnik shoes, like, you know, and she makes herself look really pretty. That's not very common for financial experts, female financial experts.
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning, she had people say to her, well, you got to dummy down. You got to wear a frump of your shoes. You got to, you know, don't play up your prettiness. And she's like, but I make money so that I can play with this stuff.
Oh, very cool.
No.
And, so you're really telling us today, Sandra, that it's so. Hey, that's difference is the delight. It's like be you.
Yeah.
For her,
yeah.
It was those shoes and the outfits, and that was her style. And just because it wasn't like everybody else, that's probably why she was so successful and why people enjoyed being around her and working with her.
And she is successful. She's actually, once she got into the media, she stood out so much that she's now a regular on Fox 3 times a week. I mean, she's got to get up at 3 a.m., but, you know, but her business can't get any busier. She's actually starting a different model of her business so that she can help more people and kind of, you know, have other coaches perhaps working underneath and working with them financially so that she can actually reach more people. She's got her book coming out finally. And so she's still growing.
We're all growing. I think to the day that that we leave planet Earth, I think we're all growing. And if you're going to be here, you might as well be here big. And I think that's what you help people do. I mean, if you're going to have a product or a business, you're doing it, you might as well be the best you can at it. And everything that you're teaching us today and what you're doing, especially at the end of this month, is an opportunity to help us, you know, have all that. But it's just amazing to me that you know, you really, I don't know, I can just feel the energy talking to you. I mean, it's just obvious that all of your, well, when people go to your website, which they will, and let me just say that again, it's Charisma on Camera, you have a list of all of your clients, like what they've been on, and there isn't one media outlet on planet Earth that you haven't had a client appear on, I think, Sandra.
There's more, yeah. We actually should, that's an old banner up there. We actually can add more to that, believe it or not. I just haven't added
the chance
to it.
Oh,
yeah.
It's pretty good right now. I would love to have that banner on my website. Okay. Jeez, that's great. Oh, my goodness. But, you know, I'm looking at the time, and I know we've only got a few more minutes, and this has just been so packed with so much information. And I'm going to give out the course information or the event information again. Make me
And the gift.
All right, why don't I let you say it, because then you'll say it better. Go ahead. Tell everybody what the best people we know family can have today.
Okay. Well, like I said, the event itself is called Selling on Camera, which is what you're talking about, like owning your space, getting people to recognize, you know, the value in your services and in your business and your products, and so, or your book, if you have a book. And the idea is that I bring my training and I bring my personal team that I work with. Like I said, you can't do this on your own. You need to understand PR. You need to understand how to get your mindset right. You need to understand your brand and packaging and all those things. it's not, you know, it's not that intimidating. It's like getting in front of the camera. It's not that intimidating once you break it down and you have the support that you need. So that's really what selling on camera is all about. And it starts, if you're a VIP, it starts on the 28th of February, and it's the official event is March 1st and 2nd. Now, what do I mean by VIP? Well, my personal power team is going to be there at the VIP functions throughout the weekend. And as a VIP, that's who you're going to be with. So you're actually having cocktails with the speakers and the experts. You're having lunch with them, and you're going to an after party with them. And so I always say, whether it's my event you're going to or someone else's, make a smaller investment and just do the VIP, because that's where you're going to be in a different crowd of people. You're going to be with people a little more forward-thinking. And, you know, you are the sum of the people you surround yourself with, so isn't that the crowd you want to be in? So at mine, you actually get to be elbow to elbow with the experts that you may need in your business, and so you get the opportunity to have conversations with them. That's something that maybe a lot of folks don't offer, but then again, I don't know a lot of folks that actually bring their own team and introduce their followers to them. But
no,
if they're helping
me... I got to tell you, it's a testimony to how dedicated and how passionate you are to really help people share their shine with the world the best that they can. And you're sharing your time, treasure, and talents with the world. And, you know, that's how we help each other. I love that you said that. It's, you know, nobody can do it alone. We all help each other, and we're all learning. And, you know, that's not even $100 with the VIP ticket, everybody. So believe me, that's a pretty good deal.
The general admission, and I don't want to confuse people, but general admission is $197. And if you do the VIP, you'll see, you go to check out, and this is how you'd use the coupon, go as if you're going to buy your VIP. So that's going to come up when you go to check out at $294. Now, don't freak out, because that's when you put in, make me a VIP. No spaces, make me a VIP. And that will drop all the way down to $97. So now you're going in with an all-access pass to the experts, and you're sitting with them, you're having lunch with them, you're having cocktails with them, and you're in that environment of the forward thinkers and the people that are going to get you to the next level of your business, and you're doing it for an entire weekend for $97. It's kind of a no-brainer.
I would say so. Jeez, I tell you. And all this fun, too. My gosh, you'll be like, you know, so excited by the time you're done there. And, you know, the one thing is confidence. You know, it's like when you practice, if you're going to learn something, you want to learn from somebody that has what you want. And you are the perfect, perfect person, which is why you started this business and why it's so successful. You're the perfect person because you've been in front of the camera. You know what that's about. You know, you've had all the same feelings, and you found these, you know, tips that you've shared, you know, the known and all these other things that you share, your seven secrets to creating an influential visual brand. I think that that's something that we can trust. And I know for me, I want somebody that I can trust. You know, that's a big thing for me. I want somebody that I can trust, that knows what it is that I need, and somebody I can relate to, and somebody that I can communicate with and have fun, and certainly, you know, just check all of the above on the box for you, Sandra.
Aw, thank you. But when I bring my team out, that's why I have those people that I'm bringing forward. And if you think about it, if you refer somebody, if somebody says, do you have a dentist, or do you have, you know, do you have somebody you recommend to clean my floors? You're not going to recommend somebody to clean carpets that you don't think does a really good job, right?
Right.
So when you're talking about business, it's that much more important. So the people that I put in front of you and introduce you to literally are the folks that I call up at 10 o'clock at night going, oh, my gosh, what do I do? You know? And sometimes, God bless them, you know, a couple of these folks know me so well that they'll see that I'm not asking for help, and that's when you know you have the right team, because they call up and say, let's meet for lunch. I want to help you. And, you know, sometimes we don't ask for that help, and we don't even consider it. And when you have the right people around you that are your mentors, on your board, part of your team, in whatever way you want to put it, those are the ones that will call up and go, we got your back. Let's talk about this. And that's huge. It's huge.
It is huge. You are who you associate with. I mean, it's like I can – tell a lot about a person just by them. It's the old saying, you know, what are they reading? You know, who are they associating with? All of that. I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your very busy day to share your shine with us so that we can be as bright and beautiful as you and have some star power. And
aww,
this is just fabulous. And, you know, I'm the first one to admit I needed this more than anybody. So I really appreciate it. And
anything you need, you just let me know.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so give out your website information one more time for us, Sandra, to
sure.
connect with you in Twitter or any place else that you want us to go.
You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook, both under Sandra D. Robinson, and then on Facebook I'm under Charisma on Camera as well. But if you look up Sandra D., that's D-E, like the song from Greece, Sandra D. Robinson, you'll see me pop up on most social networks underneath that. And the website is Charisma, just like you normally spell it, charismaoncamera.com. And if you go there, there's some free training as well, and you can sign up for the event and use that coupon code MAKEMEAVIP. And you can join us as a special, you know, all-access participant at the event at the end of the month.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so very much, so very, very much for being here and teaching us and giving us so much hope and inspiration and so many great opportunities to learn from you. And if everybody out there, if you have enjoyed the show as much as I have, the only way that you can keep us going and growing to over 500,000 listeners is by sharing this show with a friend. I can't bring you great people like Sandra D. Robinson if you're not out there promoting all of the great content that she can offer you and sharing this great opportunity for this discount for this event that you could attend with a friend at the end of the month. You still have plenty of time to get out there. So post this show. It's a BTR staff pick for 24 hours, so that is just a real big blessing. But you can be a blessing, too. You can pass it on by posting Sandra D's information on your Twitter, on your Facebook, on your LinkedIn. You can download the show from iTunes and make sure that you go ahead and get her newsletter and her information. She's a real person, and she has a real talent, and she's going to help you unwrap the gift of yourself. So go and don't forget, here's my personal plug again, the Shorty Awards. We have to plug positive podcasting because we're the only positive
yes.
podcaster, right? And you can't miss it. You look at the lineup and there's Deb with the big hair, right? With all of the guys, right? It's like, okay, you can't miss Deb. So we're number 4 right now, and we're in, you know, the only positive podcaster, the only gal in the top 20, I believe, right now. So let's you know, give positive podcasting, you know, some notice in the Shorty Awards, because I think that that's what we need. You know, we need more positive media, and people like you, Sandra D. Robinson, are certainly all of that. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
How many times can we vote for you? Can you vote every day, or can we only vote once?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you can vote every day, but they will only count one. But it's always great when I go in and I look and I see who voted and I see Sandra D. Robinson. Oh, and I'm like, what you say? And I'm like, oh, my goodness, that's so cute. But, you know, people are awesome, I tell you. You know, there's so many great things on social media. And, you know, I love how your vision is to move towards the positive. And we got to get into this video. I mean, I'm the first one. I gotta do it. I just can't thank you enough for helping us, Sandra D.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's been a lot of fun. I'm glad I started my Friday off like this.
Okay. Well, me too. See? Mutual Admiration Society, along with the Best People We Know Club. So thank you, everybody. I always close with that famous statement by Oscar Wilde, to be yourself, because everybody else is already taken. Make it a great weekend, I should say. And, hey, we got a special show on Monday. I love the show, Decoded. Do you love Decoded, Sandra? I love that show with Brad Meltzer. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
He is so – I love it on the History Channel. He's going to be on Monday at 11. So if you like Decoded, New York Times number one bestseller, and he's going to be talking about his new thriller, The Fifth Assassin. So we're really excited to have Brad Meltzer with us on Monday, so be sure to join us for that. And thank you, Sandra D. We love and appreciate you, and looking forward to following up. So go out and make it a great day, everyone. Connect with Sandra. That's your homework assignment. And vote in the Shorty Awards.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.